In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our text is John 15, verse 26. But when the Counselor comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness to me. If you want to see the power of orange, the color orange, just put it next to a green, right? Here then is a green story and an orange story. Mary, from a not-so-religious family, is a seeker who hungers for transcendence. She explores every experience looking for a life-affirming event that will give her fulfillment in the face of alternating hope and disenchantment. Hers is a long and basically unhappy story, but there is time for only two episodes in her stretching toward the divine. As she tells it, at the Crystal Cathedral, Mary had seen the angels with gossamer wings and pink-draped gowns swishing in the clouds of disco fog. It captured her imagination, and she tried out for an angel part herself. As she said later, "I soar and I dive, catch the wind, catch the wind, my wings flapping, hands flowing, hurtling through the cathedral." It was as close as I've ever came to God. The next day, she says, her spine ached and she had to see a chiropractor. Being close to God went no further there. Her other experience that I will tell you about was with Wanda, who channeled some spirits and deities, and it was no more successful. Wanda, you see, was a vessel through whom Ashtar, the intergalactic commando, would send the messages from the extraterrestrials. About hearing that message, Mary said, "I want to believe there will be a message that will make sense and give comfort. Ashtar says he wants to help me on my way to the next level. But I have not begun to realize my potential because I do not yet know my path. My problem is that I am listening to everyone but myself." Soon she found a group who placed stones on their bodies. Mary is still looking for God, I think. The orange story. Leonard, who comes from a Christian family, knows God's story of salvation in Jesus Christ and is an imperfect but committed follower. His experience would find no New York publisher like Mary's story did. When he joins other Christians to hear the Word of God read and proclaimed, it looks like a pretty passive experience. The voice he hears describes a God who had a really big plan to rescue those who rejected and avoided God and did all the things that God said they shouldn't do. The rescue plan involved the Father's only Son, who became human and explained and revealed that Father to those who would listen. Eventually, the Son too was rejected, despised and ceremoniously put to death by the religious and governmental authorities, though he himself had done nothing wrong. His death, you see, was a victory over the sin, for by it he bore all the punishment for the sin of those who refused to obey God. His resurrection brought hope and joy to each person who would trust in him, for they too would be raised from the dead and live with God. And now this Christ himself, the Son, is ruling over all things until he comes again to take all his followers home to the eternal mansions where there is no sin, no sickness, no hurt, only joy, only pleasure in the presence of God forever. Now Leonard hears this voice, believes what he hears, and soon comes forward to receive the bread and wine in the meal about which Christ himself said, "This is my body, this is my blood for the forgiveness of sins." Leonard, you see, has peace with God and is able to forgive and to love those around him, because the Holy Spirit, as an invisible wind, has witnessed to the truth about God. And by that, Leonard knows that he has a loving God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.